Watchmen on the Wall. I'm sorry if I'm a little bit not organized in this on the show. I wasn't really planning to do a show today, but I feel led by the Holy Spirit to do one. About a few things that I'm gonna share with you today. I'm gonna talk a little teeny bit about the Four Blind Moons, and the third one coming up on April 4th. Of 2015. Now, you know, yes, we do have blood moons. We've had blood moons happen before in the past, but not like these, not the way they're aligned. These are rare, how they're aligned from 14 to 15, and they happen to land on Jewish holidays like Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the very eighth one from the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm going to read a few things from Mark Belts. I hope I pronounced his name correctly. Blood Moons, that's the name of the book. I'm not even done reading this book, but it's a very pretty interesting book. So far, so good. A lot of inside information. You know, he says that God uses the sun, the moon, and the stars to communicate with us, and I find that very true. God, you know, created the sun, the moon, and stars. Well, he created the moons as for seasons, as for signs, and that's exactly how he's trying to communicate with us with these four blood moons. A lot of people don't really care. You know, they say that we've had blood moons before. This is no big deal. This is just another, you know, normal blood moon. Red moon, blood moon, whatever they want to call it. But they're wrong. This is a very prophetic time, a very prophetic sign, a heavenly sign. These were put together by, you know, by our Creator, our Heavenly Father. You know, try to get our attention. And it's something that we should really be paying attention to. You know, these have a very prophetic message behind things to come to this world, to this nation. You know, he has shared a couple of things with me that I'm going to share with you guys. But first, I'm going to share a couple things from this book that I found very interesting. Let me see here. I'm so sorry I wasn't organized. But I really want to share this. Okay. The last two times, there were four blood moons in a row. They happened first, right after Israel became a nation in 1948. Then again, when Israel retook Jerusalem in 1967. You see, they don't happen like this, like, you know, in a row, and especially on Jewish holidays. He says here, like in Genesis, you know, Genesis chapter 1:14, how our Creator created the sun, the moon, and the stars for signals on his feast days. And that's a very interesting thing about these four blood moons, how they land on the Jewish holy days. Where's the... I am so sorry. Bear with me. Okay, this is another part that I want to read to you guys. God knows that, you know, we are creatures that, creatures who always look for signs. Isn't that true, right? And that is why he uses many ways to get our attention. I find that very true. The problem is that we don't always understand. Or how, turn the other page. To read the signs that he sends us. That is so true. When I've had my very first blood moon, you know, all these blood moon dreams that the Lord has given me are very, very strong, very filled with his presence. They're always, you know, I've noticed that all of them have one powerful message, that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. It's coming. It's coming. He's here. Some of them, he's coming so soon, like within a minute or so. Like, that's how close in these dreams. It feels like the Lord is coming. It feels like the very end. The end. That is so true. Because, okay, when I had my very first blood moon, you know, I did research. I prayed about it. You know, obviously look in the Bible for any verses. And I came across, you know, the one about this one here. Let me read it to you. You know, the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 25, how it says there should be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, upon the earth, distress of nations, and perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Acts 2:20, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, and before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And so I was, okay, yeah, that's what it is, okay. And I felt, you know, when I wasn't, I guess, when I would kind of like put it away, the Lord would get my attention by giving me all these little signs about, you know, he wanted me, and I didn't understand that he wanted me to share this out there. So others can't, know about it, or, you know, I guess start doing research about this blood moon. He had his reasons. I didn't understand, but I did it because, you know, I needed to be obedient, so I shared it on Christians Unite. I remember that. Christians Unite on Facebook. And I've noticed a couple people had dreams about a blood moon, and I felt so good. I felt like, oh, well, I'm not the only one. I guess I'm not crazy. So that was confirmation to me. And obviously there were some naysayers, but that's okay, because with everything, there'll be mockers and scoffers and naysayers. But, and yeah, he will give me, like, little hints. It just, like, I'm going to tell you one example. It's just one of those moments that you know that is God. You just can't describe. I mean, I don't know how to describe it, but I'm just going to try my very best. It was a time when I had my very first blood moon. I guess it was a couple days later. Also praying about it. And there's this beautiful, we had a moon, you know, it was, I don't know what time it was, but it was nighttime, and there was this moon, and I guess through my window, because I had my computer right next to my window, I can see the moon, the moonlight, and I thought it was, wow, that is so beautiful, you know, and I look out the window, and then I heard the word red moon. And then when I look into my computer for some reason, the computer, the little, you know, the little pointer was pointing at a red moon, if I'm right. And I just found that very, very weird. And then there was another time that I was trying to find pictures, like, any close enough to this, to, like, heaven, because I have had a dream about heaven. I really can't explain, but it was, I know it was a dream vision type of thing. And I was trying to find pictures because I wanted to make a YouTube video. And I was just clicking heavenly flowers or something. And I don't know how, but a red moon just came into the options of pictures. And that was another hint. He was trying to get my another way he was trying to get my attention. And he's just finding little things like that. He's trying to remind me, get my attention. Hey, 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 this is really coming from me. Please share this. So I did. And then I had a second one. I've made a YouTube video where I put them all together. But I've had another one that is not in there yet. And I believe I shared that one on the last show I made. About the solar eclipse. But, so when I had my second one, again, well, the Lord, you know, there's something about this blood moon. He really wants me to focus on. He wants me to do intense research and more confirmation. And all the brothers and sisters in Christ had dreams about a blood moon, and all relate about the end of days. They all relate about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then when, you know, this was, I guess, a couple days before the second blood moon, I had a vision. I also had a vision. The you know, like the four blood moon in a row, how they have the dates underneath on the Jewish holidays. And I guess this one was April 14 or 15. I guess it was 15. I can't remember. But it was a correct date. I know that for sure. And I know God was really trying to get my attention there. You know, they're really important how, you know, really, he's trying to communicate with us. He's really trying to warn us, you know, hey, things are happening. My word is coming to pass. You know, get ready, get ready because, you know, the king is coming pretty soon. And again, I'm not day-sitting, because I guess, you know, nobody knows a day and hour. But, you know, if you discern the times and seasons, and you watch, you know that, you know, things are happening so quickly. You know, Bible prophecy is coming to pass really quickly, and you can discern that the time is near when he's coming. I'm not trying to scare anyone, but to awaken the church, that's what he wants me to do. Encourage and awake the bride, the church. To pay attention to these signs, even to the non-believers as well. You know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Because no one comes to the Father only through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. There is no other way. A few things that could happen after the third blood moon. War. Because I know he, the second blood moon we've had. I know I said this on the last show. When I was outside praying, you know, I was waiting to see this heavenly sign happening. I was praying for my brothers and sisters for protection. And I heard him say, tell my people war is coming. You know, at first, you know, all these thoughts came through my mind, you know, doubt, and, you know, I better pray more about this before I do that. I better, you know, make sure this is something the Lord told me. You know, I want to get confirmation. I want to look into the Bible, see if it's even biblical. I did get confirmation. You know, war is coming. That's for sure. But I'm not sure if it's, after the third blood moon. But I know something huge is coming. Something huge is coming. And judgment is coming. Famine is coming. Drought, more drought. California is suffering drought right now. But intense drought. I had this dream where I was in California. And I could see through a window that they had severe drought. The ground was so dried up. And I could see this huge crack, like an earthquake has occurred. For some reason, I feel in my spirit that California is going to get some kind of bad earthquake, like a very huge one. I don't know where, but just pray for California. and a tsunami. California is in danger of a tsunami. Famine is coming. I don't know where, but famine is coming. You know. So far, that's what I can remember that I can share at the moment, but, you know, I'll be doing another show as the Lord leads me, and, you know, pray for your families, for your friends, for the lost, that they come to the Lord, you know, to our Lord Jesus Christ, and accept Him into their lives and develop a true relationship and repent of their, you know, repent of their sins, their wicked ways, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, make sure your name is written in the Book of Life, in the Lamb Book of Life. Is there anything else I can share with you at the moment? I think I read everything I wanted to read you, but, God is really trying to communicate with us, and we're going to have third blood moon on April 4th, hope this helped you understand a little teeny bit, you know, what is happening right now, you know, about the four blood moons. Hope you have a blessed day. Stay close to the Lord Jesus Christ. And always stay in prayer, because prayer is very powerful. That's one of the things the Lord has shared with me and made it very important for me to do. It's to stay in prayer constantly. Prayer is very powerful. And stay in His Word. Keep reading His Word. And shine the light in this dark world. You know. Because this world really needs Jesus. And Jesus is the only hope. So, that's it for now. And, not sure when I'll do another show. Again, as the Lord leads me. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. Shalom.